Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning? Sammy said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of God. And it is usually with that joy and gladness that you draw in God's house. I pray for somebody today that what we're sharing this morning in service will minister to your heart in the name of Jesus. Minister to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Sir Isaac Newton said something in his law of motion. I think it's the first law of motion. That a body continues in its state of rest or uniform motion until an external force is applied to it. Then I think in the subsequent one talks about the fact that to every force there is an equal but opposite reaction, so that you need the right force to move. And the Bible says right words are forceful. The word that is needed for you to move into the fullness of God's plan and purpose for your life in the face where you are now, so that you will not be one step behind God's plan. I pray that you will receive that word this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray you will not miss your own word. No one will be distracted. Every distraction is taken off the way. You will handle your word and it will shift your life and bring you to the place where kings reign. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is very important to say that it is God's desire that his children succeed and be the best in all areas of life. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. Amen. And it's our business and career breakthrough service. Amen. Meaning that we want to address important issues that will help enhance our productivity in life, so that everything that God wants us to become, we will not live a life that is less. So I'm trying to lay a foundation to help you understand that God's desire, when you say somebody has a desire, God himself desires to see that you succeed. It is his joy. It is his pleasure. The Bible says, the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of the saints. He takes pleasure. Meaning that every time your life is advancing, God is excited, saying, look at my children, they are doing well. Every time your life is making progress, it is fulfilling the purpose of God. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Nobody under the sound of my voice will be a shadow of yourself. Have you seen people that maybe you left them in a particular area 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? You maybe pass that area, 6 years later, they are almost still at the same spot. One day Jesus Christ was going and he saw a particular tree. He gave a parable. He said he saw a particular tree, a parable of a vine dresser rather, parable. And he said the man came and he looked and he wanted to eat fruit from the tree and he did not see. And each time he comes around, he doesn't see. So he said, cut it off. Why does it encumber the ground? Why is it occupying space? If it is not doing anything productive, cut it off. In other words, God desires productivity from the life of the saints. So he said, the vine dresser looked and he said, sir, please, let's give it one more year. In other words, let's give it one more opportunity to see whether something will happen. He said, if we give it 1 year, put manure, cultivate it, do it very well, and it does not yield, we'll go ahead and cut it off. That explains to you that, and if the time expires and you don't get a house, leave. Don't just come at the night, sleep, and wake up and run away. Why don't you stay there? It's a problem. Look for a place where you'll be reading, enhancing your. If you don't have a forgotten job, creativity is everywhere. Lazy people waste time, they waste money, they waste resources, they waste energy, they waste people. Everything in a lazy man's world is a waste. Let me show you this so that you see it. You know what I'm saying? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. Then read verse 27. 24 and 27. Let's start this way. It said, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put under what kind of labor? Forced labor. The lazy man will be put under forced labor. He does not want it, but they will force him. They will force him to work. Then move it to verse 27. See what it says there. 27. Please move, move, move. 27. That's where I'm going to. 27. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is the man's precious possession. You know what that means? That means the lazy man will manage to go to hunt. And when he hunts, whatever he succeeded or managed to bring back home, it will rot in before the next morning. He will not roast it. He will still waste it. Why did you go and hunt when you will not cook? See, it's not easy. Let me just rest more. Let me just rest more. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest. He said, poverty will come like an armed man. Like that generational poverty that has been passed today is laziness, laziness, sir. Laziness. Generational poverty. You will not be any partner to recycling generational poverty in the name of Jesus. One of my goals in this service is that God will put in you a passionate hatred for poverty and a cheap life in the name of Jesus. I will never be small. Never be small. Never be small. Never be small. Proverbs 14 verse 23, he said, there is profit in all labor. There is profit in all labor. In all labor, there is profit. But mere talk leads only to what? Poverty. Talk, talk to somebody. They can talk. They have built their house with their mouth. They have built their Nigeria with their mouth. They have built the shop, the everything. Talk, 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 talk. Take action. No, I will, will, will. I will, 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 will. They start calling them Willie. Yet he has not done anything. Nothing is done. So many believers are just there. Faith without work is what? Dead. You can sit in your room, lock the door, and pray for 72 hours. God will still give you instruction to go and meet somebody or do something or connect with something. That's how it works. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Are you being blessed already? Tell your neighbor, get up and work. Work on your business. Work on your career. Work on yourself. Every angle. Every angle. Every angle. Every angle. Are we here together? In the book of Genesis chapter 6, I just want to pick this, then I'll move to the next point. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Verse 1. Let me show you this. Is it Genesis 6? No, not Genesis 6. Genesis 26. Verse 1. Genesis 26. I'll read Genesis 6 later. There was famine in the land beside the first famine in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Gerar. Philistine and Gerar. Go ahead. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I will tell you. Go ahead now. Dwell in this land and I will be with you and bless you for the you and your descendants. And I will give this land to you. And I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Go ahead. I think verse 6. I'm sorry. And I will make your descendants multiply as the star of heaven. And I will give your descendants all these lands. And all and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Yes? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my status and my law. So Isaac did what? Dwelt in that land. Then Isaac, the man of the place asked him, his wife, blah, blah, blah. And Isaac sold. I think it's verse 9 of us. And Isaac sold. Where is it now? All the prophetic one had gone ahead, the life of Isaac. They had said everything. I will bless you. I will but Isaac, you will not sit down. Isaac still sold. He would have just slept and said, God, thank you for all this prophetic word. Hallelujah. I am blessed. No work to be done again. My destiny is settled. Then the Bible says, after all the prophetic word, and Isaac sold. So in those days, farm work. Isaac sold. If you don't sow, you will not reap. If you fail to work when others are working, in the season of harvest, the person will be hungry. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Are we sure you're getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. Have you seen a man diligent in his business? He shall be presented before kings and not mere man. In other words, there's a level of work that you will put into life. You cannot serve ordinary men again. The quality of people that will be looking for you, they are what? Kings. Royalties. Is a level of work. See as a man diligent in his work shall be presented before kings and not mere men. I came to pray for somebody. You are promoted to the level where you are servicing and providing service and products for royalty. I say for royalty. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Some people are just there. They don't press their phone for money tonight. Update. Toilet update. Indomie update. Mosquito update. Everything. The only thing that's not updating in their life is their career, their business. Nothing updating. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Tell that person, wake up. Every business that is doing well, people are doing something. I told them in the first service, I said, if some companies don't work this week, just imagine all the pure water factories go off for 1 week. You know what will happen? Let all their laborers say that we are not working today, or the MDC or say, everybody go home, go and rest. Let's leave this. People will die of thirst because there's no water anywhere. Am I making sense here now? So they are working. So when you see products and services, when you see things working anywhere, people are doing, that means people are working. Everybody's not lazy. Everybody's not sleeping. Everybody's not relaxing. Everybody's not saying, let's just wait and see what will happen. No, don't wait. If what you are looking for has not come to you, go and look for it outside. There is no such thing as circumstance, a wise man once said. He said, those who succeed in life, they look for the circumstance that they want. And he said, if they cannot find it, they create one. Yes. I can't find this. I can't find what I want. He said, if I don't get a job in another company, I'll not work. Okay, we were waiting. 6 months, oil company has not shown. 1 year. Say, see, my destiny is oil. You see, your face will be oily until hunger will finish you. Start from somewhere. Get something to do. Whatsoever your hand finds to do. And you run an organization, it doesn't mean that you now say, since I'm the owner of the scene, I can sleep and wake up at any time. No. There was a time they were doing this popular stuff. They were writing books. Fire your boss and hire yourself. Become your own entrepreneur. Everything. Many people left their job. They left their paying job. They said they want to become entrepreneur. 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 So they want to be entrepreneurs. So they will wake up in the morning. This one say, I want to do sewing. That's I want to do shoemaking. This one say, I want to do people dressing up. They gave all of them. They don't know that entrepreneurs do hard work. So many of them will wake up by 11. Today, 6 months later, 1 year later, the money they saved from the job they left had finished. Hunger like hunger attack their destiny. Anything that is working, people are making it work. Anything that you see working, people are making it work. That's why it's working. The only reason it's working is why people are making it work. The only reason it is working is because people are making it work. Don't fool yourself. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you will work almost 20 hours a day. Working at midnight, you will wake up. You will be thinking of something. Ideas will be coming. You'll be writing. You'll be working. In fact, those who are business owners and entrepreneurs, they do a lot of hard work. Business owners. Let me put it that way. Because an entrepreneur can be working for somebody else in an organization as an intrapreneur or something. So get to know it that there's no place for lazy men. No space for a lazy man. If you give food to a lazy person, you are wicked. Why will you give a lazy person food? It's waste. Eat. What will you do with the food? Just stay there. Nothing. The reason we eat, we don't eat to live. We don't live to eat. We eat to live. We eat so that we can walk. We are not eating so that we can sit down and watch. That's why the Bible says, whoever will not walk, let him not do what? See, as I preach, it looks like it's hard now. Bible is hard. It says that if the person is not walking, don't give the person food. Life is governed by seed time and harvest principle. If you don't sow any seed right now, you will not have anything to harvest. I encourage us to please put ourselves to work. Number two that you need to pay attention to, I mentioned, I will skip through that too also, first service, is networking with the right people. You want to scale your business or your career to the next level? Network. Now, one day we're going to do a special training in church. God will help us by the virtue of little leadership trainings here and there. And what I do, I have little understanding on how to help people scale their business. But I don't do it on the normal level of people doing stuff. I can preach and teach around it. So we're going to look for time where we're going to sit down, because there are many people, your business has reached a level where you know that you are doing too much, but you don't know how to scale it. One day I'll call for all those kind of people in the church. Your business has gone to a level where you know that you are the tailor, you are the procurer of material, you are the measurer of the people, you are the delivery man, but you know that, and jobs are coming. So you're always calling and saying, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I'm sorry, I can't meet up. So you are now rejecting job. When you know when to scale up your business, when it looks like you have to reject offers. No. It shouldn't be like that. Before you get to the point where you reject offer, you should have created a system. You should have put somebody somewhere. Is anybody going to try and say now? But many people, that's where they get stuck. There are many businesses in Nigeria that cannot cross the owner of the business. Okay, look at, they are doing business. Somebody owns an organization, maybe Herbert Wigwe with his Access Bank. Then they looked at the point and they saw that the way this thing is going, imagine it was only Herbert Wigwe that runs Access Bank and does not have anything. For one person cannot even run the bank, because you cannot work. That shows you that big things cannot be run by one person. Quality things, a conglomerate, can it be run by one person? He cannot continue to do Nnamdi and Sons. Cannot work. And the Sons, we don't always see the Sons. When we come to the shop, we don't see the Sons. Wake up and ask yourself, what legacy will I leave for the next generation? Am I running something that if I am not alive again, my children will not be stranded? They will not be stranded. People build, the Bible says, a good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. Then somebody is doing a business saying, forget that thing. If I die, I don't die. I don't try now. I don't save plenty money for them. Inflation will eat the money you save for them. Keep a system that beats inflation. Am I communicating? Somebody gets what I'm saying this morning? Children of God, we have to wake up. The Bible says the children of this world are wiser in their own system than the children of the kingdom. Because sometimes they just know what to do. Sometimes they just know steps to take. Yes, a network gap. Make sure you make up your mind. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 6. I think that will help us. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 6 there. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1. Please help me. Let's do it very fast. Now, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them. Is it Genesis chapter 6? Tower of Babel. Is that where we are? Yes. Now the sons of God saw the daughter of men that they were fair and choose for themselves wife, all of whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for indeed his flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And giants were born in those days. Those were men of renown of old. Verse 5. Now, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man, that it was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. Go ahead. Let's see. Okay. Wait. Move to verse. Is Noah's story? Is that not, Tower of Babel? Is that where we are? Move fast. The Tower is taking time. Where is the Tower? Huh? 11, yes. So God looked upon the earth. Indeed, corruption was there on the earth. Yeah. And the earth was corrupt before God, and all this filled there. And God looked upon the earth. Are you sure it's chapter 11? Genesis chapter 11. The person there is moving to verse 11. Sorry. Genesis chapter 11, please. I must have picked that wrong. Genesis chapter 11. Let's go very fast. Very fast. Very fast. Very fast. Let me just show us a line. Genesis 11, 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. Yes, very correct. Sorry. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwell there. And they said one to another, they said to what? They said, so they needed themselves. They said one to another, there is another that has the wisdom to scale up your business. There is another that has the idea to make your life better. Just imagine that the building of this structure, now as we are in, you know how many skills have worked here? A Tyler will work, a Manson will work, electrician will work, carpenters will work, welder will work, iron benders will work, Then professionals at the different levels, structural engineer will work, building will work. By the time you pick all these skills together, before you can get one thing that is big. Sir, if I want to build one room, I don't need all of them. I will just go to sawmill, I'll buy ready-made iron, I'll put it inside, I'll tie it like this, put pillar, hola. The block man to be my house, I'll just deliver block. You might not even need bricklayers. If you can put cement inside by yourself, if you get sense. In our first church that we built in that place, I plastered some place by myself. Look. Ah! I plastered, I raised the block. You know block setting? 3 coaches. As they no show. You only Jawao. You set it, you put your eye. It all straight. When I plaster, nobody goes here. By the time I plastered it, I knew I don't know how to plaster very well. But it did not fall. It was not going up. It was not going anywhere. Anything that is small can be built by one man. Great enterprise. By wisdom it is built. Multiple skills. The involvement of 2, 3, 4, 5. The more people are involved, the bigger it can become. Some people, the business that you are doing right now, it will soon go down if you don't get another man who has a leadership ability. You might be the person who has the skill leadership. You might be the person who has solid leadership, but your depth of the skill in that business is not very high. Then you might be having skill and leadership, but you need a workforce that is larger. Somebody needs to wake up and know when you need to collaborate with other people, when you need to partner, when the business must move from being assets to both assets and diamond merger. Even secular organizations know when they should merge. They look at them, they say, we need to merge this thing now. If we are going to enter, they've seen that diamond has entered Ghana and has entered maybe Zambia and 3-5 African countries. They have entered this one and they are on the other side of Africa. How do we take over the 8 African countries faster? It will take us 10 years. But if we merge, this year we'll enter it. And they merge. Then the business turnover can turn from 500 million overnight. It can just enter, boom, like that. Another, the profit that this one would have made in 5 years, within the space of 2.5 years or 2 years or even 1 year, both of them can hit it together. Sir, the essence of business is not to put your name there. I say, now my name did here. Is here to make profit. Is anybody get what I'm saying right now? You don't have to die putting your name. Make profit. What to make it work matters. All you need to do is to make sure you have legal documentations. Put all papers in place. Everything documented, everything written, so that you can move. We're talking about businesses that want to move to a high level. There's nothing wrong with starting up. You can start up. Start up, but when you come to the point where you need to scale, know that you need to scale. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Career people, you need to know the people you need to connect with. You need mentors. You need mentors. You can be in an organization and you're doing low ranger. You can die in one position for a long time. But those who have mentors within that space, before you know it, they are moving. Those who understand the trend of that business, before you know it, they've shifted from it like a chessboard. They are dead. They're just moving. You just look back. All the people you thought were behind, they're already in front. May we never be behind in our lives in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. Amen. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. Amen. I gave an example in the first service about Glovo and all the restaurants that are in town right now. So Glovo has decided to partner with almost all the restaurants within your community and area. They say, we'll bring the food to you. You know how it was difficult to use logistics before? Very hard. You'll be looking for all the numbers in the world. You'll be looking for everybody, but now it's easier to use that to get your food to your doorstep. I want us to think about it. It makes a lot of sense when you start partnering. Yes. Then number 3, I talked about leveraging technology for business and career advancement. Leveraging technology. What technology do I need? If you want to reach more audience, you want to access greater number of people all over the face of the earth, you want to work on using the right technology. Then career people. Very simple. Career people, don't joke. If you are here, you don't have a job, or you are a career person that has a job already, and you don't have any way you can be seen, and you desire that maybe you really want to move your career, and you are not making yourself seen, you are the one putting yourself where you are. Nobody. The world is now a global village. Everybody can see anybody from anywhere. You can be working for somebody in Canada here. You can work for somebody here. You can decide the way you want to work. You can multiply the way you want to live your life now. anybody who is lazy now is a wisdom problem. It's a wisdom problem. Laziness is a wisdom problem. Idleness is a wisdom problem. Joblessness is a wisdom problem. It's because you don't have ideas that you are going to problem to solve. You don't have a way to push yourself. You are not seeing the need. The Bible says the labor of a fool wearieth all of them. He said, why? He does not know how to enter the city. If you want to enter the city, be on LinkedIn. If you want to enter the city, make sure you start taking courses on Coursera, Udemy, all of them. Because those people will be requiring certain skills and certification that if you don't have, you will be disadvantaged. So as a career person, wake up. It's not, God is not going to use, you're not going to use an anointing. You're not going to get to the office and say, where is the certificate? Say, Shakraba, Nemenekoporogobo. You say, oh, God, Korobo Kokon. Where is the paper we need? Look at the skill we are talking about. You don't have the skill. You need to have it. There are some of us that are meeting here now. If they say they want to do online meeting with you now, you say, I don't know. They say we want to use Google Meet. Say, how then they use them? You say, we're going to schedule the meeting and we're going to use, it's going to be a virtual meeting. You say, virtual. Where is virtual? I don't know virtual. I've not been to virtual before. Hello, madam. Who helped you to submit your CV? You have not been to virtual. Is that Jigule you have been to? May God help us in Jesus' name. Yes, business people, wake up. Take advantage of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Display the things that you do. Let people see what you're doing. 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 Because the more people begin to see what you're doing, easier life goes for you. You're moving faster. The more your services will be needed. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say right now? Your service will be needed as people begin to see you. When there's no visibility, usually when I travel to many other states and I don't have any, I don't, nobody knows me, I can stop, I can buy boli, I can buy corn, I can enter one place and go and leak kamala, no go no. But now, if you enter a place, you are careful, because as you are dropping, somebody says, hi sir, say, oh, wow. Say, yeah. You will not know me, but I know you. You will not know me, but I know you. And I cannot say no, I will say I don't know you. It's because if you are very local, you can say that. But if you know you are global, you are visited everywhere, you say, I understand. You say, oh, you are a blessing to me, sir. You will know where the blessing is coming from. Because people are seeing you everywhere where you're going. So you are doing something in your room. Your room is your workshop. They think that is what you have. But online, the level you have moved, that place can move you from room to a duplex. You don't need to do rent all the whole shops in the world. What are you doing? See, there's nothing to do. I'm just at home. I don't have anything I'm doing. There's something to do. Anybody that has a phone has something to do. Anybody that has a phone has something to do. There are people that are looking for people to help them maintain some things, manage some things, check up on them, help them manage their schedule. There's something to do. Wake up. Am I talking sense to somebody here? Yes. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, I like Message translation. Put it there. Message translation. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, Message translation. Let me move to the next point. Yes. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, Message translation. It says, observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. Skilled workers are always what? In demand. And they are what? They are admired. Number four, develop a culture of excellence. 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 You want to scale up in your business. You want to experience a massive breakthrough in your career. Another level, develop a culture of what? Excellence. Somebody say excellence. People don't pay quality for shabby things. No way. People will not pay quality for shabby things. If it is shabby, they pay shabby money. Are we here together now? So you must make sure that you have an excellence orientation. It's unfortunate that we live in a world of misplaced priorities. Many people are just looking for how they will just do things anyhow and put it out there. If not because, oh God, help us. In the construction work and things we have done, we have met all manner of artisans. The ones that you don't know where they came from, whether they were ever trained or not. And sometimes these people have the ability of messing up every single thing you're doing. Mess up all your plans. They refuse to be trained. They refuse to stay with their bosses. They refuse to learn the work. Somebody is sewing clothes for you, and your clothes will be like this. You're walking like this on the road. You walk normal, but it's the clothes. Because if you straighten your leg, you will turn like this. You start doing like this. So you have to just adjust somewhere. I shall not learn. It's close. Somebody makes a haircut for you. After the haircut, you walk out. They say, why are you like this? Map of Nigeria, don't in my head. Forget that. Your shape has shifted. It's no longer. I don't know how to explain that. Hey, you can start small, but make sure you don't remain like that. You make sure you start pushing yourself and say, I cannot remain like that. I want to do something bigger. I want to make sure that I excel. I want to make sure that I advance and push my life to the next level. Artisans, skilled workers, give the best that you can. Give your best shot. Work so much at your work that kings will begin to desire the things that you do. Excellence. Don't struggle to succeed in life. Forget success in life. Pursue excellence. Excellence naturally brings success. Naturally. When people are pursuing excellence, pursue success. In the arena, in the world of excellence, people don't fail. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? In the world of excellence, people don't do what? They don't fail. Excellence. Excellence. Daniel distinguished himself by choosing to have an excellent career. The Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart. It was 10 times better. 10 times better. 10 times better. 10 times better. The Bible says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit was found in him. Stop that habit of saying, make we manage him, make we manage him, make we manage him. You did somebody's hair. The person said, the hair is not okay. Say, manage it. Why? I will not pay you. If you say manage it, then that means there's no money. How can you tell me to pay you, manage it and still pay you? I will not pay you. Why will I pay? So, guy, just manage her like this. Now, manage her like this. Now, wow. They look for wife. No. They look for husband. So people just find a way to excuse themselves and give very savvy local things. Some people have shops, and your shop is looking like a coven. Arrange the shop. Arrange it. Arrange it. Arrange it. Arrange it. Arrange it. Can't you see that as soon as correct stores started coming outside, people hardly buy things inside again? They are not buying those products because they are cheaper. Some of them are expensive. But the environment where they will snap picture, where they will walk around and tell their friends, right here, right here. Everybody wants to be right here. Even the person that is wrong is right here. Just that is changing everything. Work hard. Now, excellence doesn't mean that you have everything. At the level you are, you might not have all, but at the level you are, do something that somebody can appreciate and know that at this level, it is okay. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure I get what I'm saying? Ask for feedback. You are selling rice and beans or you're cooking food. Ask, is the pepper too much? It won't have Maggi extra. Am I cooking well? Is there something there? Give people paper so that they will fall in book. 5-7 people, let them feel. Because some people will not be able to tell you. And make it anonymous. In this generation, you can make it anonymous. And be ready to receive feedback. Because you thought that you have a skill. But people will reveal to you that your skill is not sharp well. Some people boast about what they think they know how to do, but in real sense, they don't really know how to do that very well. Until somebody tells you. They need to tell you. They need to tell you. Somebody say excellence. 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 You need to live an excellent life. Don't make it cheap. You cannot wish for a better life. You cannot wish for a better life. It's not wishes. Wishes, people don't get better life by wishing. People get better life by pressing. People get better life by updating their skills. People get better life by advancing their levels. People get better life by increasing their capacity. People get better life by advancing the productivity, what they can offer. The package is the same Gary somebody is selling, but the way this one puts it is different from the other person, and it's more expensive. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Christians must wake up. God has not done anything wrong to us. He has called us to a life of glory and virtue. Have you not read in the Bible? The devotional is there. Read all those things. Today's devotional, I talked about what? Moving with the tides. Exactly. Moving with the tides. Things are moving fast. I told about the story of Nokia and how Nokia was so relaxed and everything moved. Move with the tides. Start pushing as much as you can. Go as fast as you can. If only you cannot do it, that's where collaboration comes in, partnership comes in. Get people to support. Everybody just wants to do something and put their name. If your name alone cannot take you far, get a combination of people together. Go far. When you people go far together, it's not about the name. It's about the quality and the exposure that we have gotten in life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Let's make up our minds. Excellence is being top-notch. Top-notch. To be exceptional, to be of high quality. It's first class, first rated, superior, stunning, number one grade, giving it the best that people can come for. If you want to improve your life, please take note of this. Number one, how can I improve my business, productivity, my customer service? How can I become better with my job, my career, my skill? These are questions you need to ask. How can I get better? Is this the best way to serve my clients, my organization, spouse, children? Is this the best husband I can be? Is this the best wife I can be? Excellence. May they marry me like that. Nobody go marry you like that. Nobody. You have to change something. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't like that one. Some of us cannot marry ourselves. You know that you are hard and you want people to take you like that. You know that you are very lazy and you want somebody. Hunger will finish people. So you cannot expect somebody to take you. Work on yourself so that you will be a marketable product. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here, church? Yes. Excellence. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. That's why it was accepted. It's not as if God liked the face of Cain. Abel more than Cain. And said, he created both of them. Their face was not the problem. It was the heart of excellence. This one was willing to give something that is excellent. This one was not willing to give it. This one was willing to do shabby things. Number five, before the last one, is lifelong commitment to continuous education, upgrading yourself. Lifelong commitments. Upgrade yourself again. Read again. What are you reading now about parenting? What are you reading now about marriage? What are you reading now about scaling up your business? What are you reading now about that, your career? Some people, you don't understand. Let me tell you something. Those of you that work 9 to 5, be very careful not to waste your life, because the 9 to 5 system is such that you're already tired for the whole of the day. Wake up and create extra time to keep reading and evolving. If you are not reading and evolving, the company will see somebody that is better. They'll put you at one corner and they will move on. They are doing what? Business. They are doing business. They are doing, because you too, if you see better offer, you will move. If they see better offer, they also move. And this is the secret of the especially Japanese people. Japanese people have the life commitment to lifelong studying. If continue, just stay there. Don't stop. Oh, you have not achieved anything. No, continue to learn what's up, what's happening in my industry. What are the new styles? What are the new trends? What are the new patterns? What are the things happening right now? So that I will not be backward in life. So that you are not giving a 1974 service in 2025. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here in church this morning? Serving God with poverty is hard. There will be no transport to come to church. Sometimes no data to even watch the service online. No data to watch it later. Because even later, there's no data. So work. Do something. Excel. Push. Come on, tell yourself, I can never. Secondary school. They were graduating. They say, oh, we'll not see ourselves again. I say, me, they will see me. My destiny cannot be hidden. I know by myself. We were in the school and I was representing you for debate already. And I didn't have uniform. I was wearing tier uniform like this. My friend will borrow me the uniform to go and represent Igbobi College in Baptist Academy. King's College, we are going for program or something. I will be the one to borrow trouser. My parents were poor, but I was not stupid. Poverty is not stupidity. They didn't have the money then, because you manage it, wear it like that. And when you wear khaki too much and you always wash it and iron it and wash it and iron it. I wore it. I had patches on my breeches and holes on my shoes. Yes. And my coat of many colors. I wear it like that until somebody saw it and said, we can't wear this one for competition. I said, no problem. If you don't want it, change it. And the guy went to his hostel, because we had hostel in school then. He went to bring another trouser and he said, take, wear this one tomorrow when we're going for the competition. I took it home, good enough, he sized me. When I was coming for the competition, I wore it. And he said, you can have it, keep it to yourself. I said, good. If you have what is needed, even if you don't have clothes, they'll give you clothes to go and represent them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying right now? So when they say nobody will see themselves, I say, you are who? We'll know who will see ourselves. When I left secondary school, I did not wait. I started looking for school I would teach. How much was the salary? 300 naira. Yes, give me my salary. Is it easy to earn salary? Salary. Yes, salary. Benin people, salary. So I collect my salary and hold it. I'll be very proud of it. How many of you have worked at the end that you are proud of your money, even if it's small? Proud of it. Proud of it. Hold it. Get savings. You know, easy to get savings. Savings will not be saving, but it's still savings. I try, I save it by myself. Abby, yes, wake up, because time runs fast. The Bible says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. There are many of us here, you have what it takes to start businesses. Start, you are just saying, hey, I know what I'm I won't raise capital. Make a be starting like 5 million level. Start small first, start small. Start small before capital. Go get carpenter. Hey, make you just do something. Make the work shine. Enter. Move. Start. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Start before you know it. Somebody will look at what you are doing and say, "This thing you are doing, move this thing." And say, "Ah, bro, so if I give you so amount, can you pay back in so time?" You go back. You do your calculation. I can pay. I can pay. It takes a few people to risk for somebody who is just starting, and people can do small risk. You know, risk to people differ. What you are looking for might be 500,000, 1 million. It's not anything to some people. We don't say take and let's see what you can do. And before you know it, life has started moving. There are some people who started small. The Bible says that it was better is the end of a thing. So it is the end, not the beginning. The beginning can be small. He said, though your beginning be small, your later end shall greatly do what? Increase. I want to beg you, keep reading, keep learning. Your company, your organization, your skill, as they are doing it, there are some jobs that people are doing today. They are not going to be relevant again, I did a teaching here the other time, and I talked about 21st century skills that will be relevant. I push go and start looking up. Please go and check it and look at it very well. Because some things you are doing today, I guarantee in 5 to 7 years, those jobs will be totally useless. The people who are highest paid today are not the people who were highest paid 4 years ago. Before COVID, we know the people that were highest paid. After COVID, we know those that are being paid right now. Can you see the difference? Times are changing. Finally, always put God first. Any business, any career where God is not at the center, you have taken away the author of life. Who gave you life to walk? Who gave you breath? Who gives you the privilege to walk around? Who gives you the brain that can think and calculate? God. He is worthy of honor. He's worthy of honor. Many people run their business like the rich fool in the Bible. He came up and he said, I will scatter this, my store, and I'll build a bigger store, because I was making so much of profit and business. I'll build a bigger store. I don't even care. There's no God. And God came that night and he said, thou fool, tonight your life will be taken away from you. And that was the end of the man's life. You must learn to honor God. In Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, it said, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teach you what is best for you. I teach you what is best for you, and who directs you in the way that you should do what? Go. In Job chapter 22 verse 21 to 22, it says, submit to God and be at peace with him, and this way you will prosper. You will come to you. Accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his word in your heart. Accept instruction from where? From his mouth. Part of the instruction that you accept from the mouth of God is the direction, when he's giving you direction concerning where you should go. See, you can make a lot of money in life and still be frustrated. People, have you not seen rich people hang themselves? That's why you must ask God, what area will my fulfillment be? It's fulfillment. Fulfillment matters. Fulfillment will make your life full and joyful. You can have everything, and at the end of the day, you feel empty. And that's why you need God. When you're about to start, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. Everything you want to start, God, this business I'm about to start, God, what next? I'm about to diversify. Where do I put extra money? God, I want to make a partnership with somebody. I want to decide, is this the right person? What my life look like? Abbot Wigwe died, and his friend stood by him and stayed there, and he's still standing there and saying, no matter what, or God forget, the family is coming to fight hard against the will of the man who died. And the friend is saying, no, I am the custodian of the will, plus one of the uncles, and they stand their ground. But there are some people, when you are no longer there, they will betray you. They'll betray you. You need prayer to know quality friends. The Bible says Jonathan loved David more than his own life. Quality friends, sacrificed his throne for David. There are quality of people that God will bring into your life. When they enter your life, you are made. But there are some people, when they enter your life, problem has started. From the day of one quarrel to another, argument, fight, bitterness, they are the ones that want to kick you away. They want to kick your husband. It's the one that came into the wife and family and want to sleep with the mother and sleep with the daughter. We righteous people. One daily in toruko Jesu. All people that are just there to scatter, to destroy, to waste. Those that when they enter your business, everything. Do you know human beings carry negative vibes? Hey. There are some people, when they enter your space, everything will go down. They came with it. They came with it. Sometimes they are not wrong, but they are not in their mandate. Jonah was not the wrong person. He entered boat, and the boat where Jonah entered, everybody started sinking. Jonah was a good man, but Jonah was in the wrong assignment. Jonah, go to Nineveh. He said he will go to Tarshish. God, every person that is going to Tarshish while we are going to Nineveh, take them out of my boat. Take them out. So that not when I have thrown away all my property, those people, everything they bought, my merchants that were traveling, everything they bought, the Bible says they lightened everything. Their gold, they threw it away. They checked the boat, it's still shaking like this. The furniture they bought, they threw away. They checked it, it's still shaking like expensive things that they had in the boat. They threw everything away. The only thing remaining to be thrown away was Jonah. And Jonah was still there, sleeping in the boat, sleeping. They'll be giving him food, he'll be eating, sleeping. Until one of the guys came and said, come, Oga, who are you? Tell us, who are you? Then Jonah explained. He now said it by himself. Throw me out. Will not tell any. When you saw the boat moving, you shouldn't have told us to throw you out. You should have said this thing, sister. The men were still pitying him like, we are not sure. I mean, Oga, throw me out. The people destroying your life are not the people leaving you. There are some of the people you are keeping that you should have left. Emotional attachments. People you should leave that you still want to keep. The ones that are bold to leave you, they have done good to you. The ones that you are not bold to say go are your main problem. So I beg you, keep God at the center. Always call upon God. God, how do I go about this? God, I'm about to take this step. How about my children? How about my marriage? My husband is traveling. My wife is traveling for this. Lord, at the center. So that you can confidently say that at the center of your life, God is there. And he will guide your path. Rise on your feet and let us pray. Have you been blessed this morning? Yes. As God begins to bless your life, child of God, listen to me. When you begin to do this business and you begin to fly from Lagos to Dubai, Amsterdam, don't forget God. Don't forget God. For I am he that giveth the power to get wealth. When God has blessed you and your standard of living has increased, don't shut down your standard of giving. Nobody has to tell you. Nobody has to force you. If God put you at a particular level 2 years ago, and your life moved next year, and it does not show in your givings to God, something is wrong. No. What's your priority? If God is your priority, part of the things that will shift first is your God position will shift, then other things will shift. God position will shift, other things will shift. Because each time you fail to do that, you are separating yourself from your source. And I said it in the first service, when a river refuses to know its source, it will soon dry. It might look like it is flourishing, but it's already drying up. It's already drying up. The businesses that are trending and that will keep trending, that are godly business. I'm talking about unbelievers. Unbelievers can do anything and sponsor Satan and sponsor hell. But the child of God must know that I partner with the kingdom. I am a kingdom financier. And as I am doing my business, as God is helping me, I will make sure I am consistent. When they say consistent with tithes, people are arguing. Leave them. You just do what you know you're doing. We know what we are doing is furnishing for us. We know what it is helping us to do. We know the insurance that it guarantees for us. Others might say it is not. It doesn't make sense. Don't worry about that. Go and read your Bible by yourself. And the Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor him with the first fruits of all your increase. So every time there is an increase, honor God. Every time you work at the end of the month, honor God. You must know what you give to God. You must know what you give to your family. And don't, every man, hear me, don't take what belongs to your family and give it to dogs. Feed your family. Don't try to be a good man outside and kill your family. Feed your family. The Bible says any man that cannot provide for his family is worse than an infidel. He has departed from the faith. Increase as the things are increasing. Family has to be growing. Okay, this needs to change. Let's try. This needs to go forward. Let's try. This needs to go forward. Let's try. That is how God wants it to be. Because part of the reason God is giving you money is so that your life can be comfortable. So that stress is nearer on it more. And I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. The days of unnecessary struggle, by the unction of the anointing of the Spirit of God this morning, I declare those days have expired in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up your voice, you will pray. Say, dear Father, quality people that are supposed to be in my life in this season to give the right advice, the right support, I command in the name of Jesus, show up now. Show up now. Show up now. Show up now. Lift up your voice. I'm going to pray. There is somebody that has an idea that you need to know about. There is somebody that has a job. There is somebody that has an extra job, extra influence. There is somebody that needs to help you move to the next level. There's somebody that needs to speak concerning you to the king. Can you pray and say, God, they show up. My business and career will move to the next level in the name of Jesus. Can we pray, child of God? Pray, 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 pray. Quality people, come around my space. I call for quality people, quality clients that know the value of the service I provide. Those that know the value of my skills, those that know the value of what I have to offer, I call them forth. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can hear your amen thunder louder. You're going to pray and say, God, dear Father, amplify my efforts. Listen, when God amplifies your efforts, little publicity, it will go viral. Little announcements, everybody will be hearing it. Because God has amplified your efforts. I want you to pray it with all your heart. Is somebody ready to pray this morning? You're going to pray it from your heart sincerely and say, God, amplify my efforts. When they sing and they say, he makes the little things, maybe like saying a big thing, you know, that is amplified effort. Amplified effort. Some people work very hard, but when the result comes, it's so dry. It's a hard life. It's a hard life. I want you to lift up your voice and say, dear Father, by your spirit, the anointing of expansion, amplify my efforts. Amplify my efforts. Amplify my efforts in my career, in my business, before my boss, before my employees, before my employer, before those that matter, in the name of Jesus. Amplify my efforts before those that understand what I am doing, in the name of Jesus, so that there will be much yield. 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 Nobody will be beneath again. Nobody will be at the background where there's no hope, in the name of Jesus. Everyone is coming up. 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 Ragabaye gedelevoshai. Nenegedelevoshana ba 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 ba. Some of you can do more than what you are doing now. You can multitask. You can do more, but you are just being lazy. Wake up! Do more. Do more. Do more. Shebe negedelevo rubabai. Bile gedelevo swanderebe gedelevoshan. Rakapei de Rushabaya. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Listen to me. Some of you can do more. God is putting in my heart that you can do more. Listen, people don't do more because they have more money. Those who do more, when they did not have much money, many ideas were already in their head. Money just gave expression to it. You must be able to think you have multiple streams of income. If I'm not getting it here, I'm getting it here. I'm getting it here. Why will you have only one source? A person who has only one source has you are near to being finished. If everything happens, anything can close down. You are going to pray and say, God, ideas. Some of you are working for your organization now, and God can show you an investment source where your monies can be going and yielding. God can show you something that you are just doing as a passive thing. Some of us can start rentals. Small things, they come to rent around you. You count it at the end of the month and money has come in. It is not the amount that comes in initially. It is the fact that you can create time and your brain can carry it. Then you start increasing from there. You can increase. Say, though your beginning might be small, your later end has to do what? Increase. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare, may the Lord enlarge your capacity in the name of Jesus. The ability to see opportunities rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The ability to do more than what you are doing now. Don't do more so that it will increase your life. Receive grace in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is suffering from procrastination syndrome, postponing your future, postponing your wealth, postponing your prosperity, I declare today it has ended in the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of God instill in you that heart to do it now in the name of Jesus. Any person that is struggling with laziness, always wanting to sleep more, always wanting to sleep more, feeling that what are they dragging much about life, I pray for you for the sake of the covenant that God has with this church that will never be small. For the sake of the covenant that we have struck with God that will never be small, I pray, may that spirit be upon you. Anytime you are sleeping when you should be walking, may you be restless in the name of Jesus. Anytime you are too relaxed and about to just stay again, may the Holy Ghost tear you up and give you a push in the name of Jesus. May God raise for you friends and people around that will not make you comfortable with a small life in the name of Jesus. We are advancing in life. We are going forward. We are getting better. We are breaking limits. Nobody will be small. I say we are going forward. We are getting better. We are breaking limits. I see shops are being filled up again. Goods are coming in again. In the name of Jesus. I see people seeing the need to upgrade your skill and get more skills. In the name of Jesus. Somebody between now and the next 6 months, you would have gotten dual certification, special certification courses you are taking that will increase your life in such a magnitude that in the second half of this year, what God is about to do before the end of this year, you will qualify to get it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord reposition you from the place of obscurity to the place of light in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God in this service. Begin to bless the name of God. Begin to bless him. Give him thanks. 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 Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, oh God. Blessed be your holy name, oh God. If you are in service this morning and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, all these things we are teaching, they are beautiful, but the foundation is Christ. If Christ is not the foundation, anything can end in crisis. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior and have eternal life. I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you. In the next 30 seconds, I'm praying with you. Please raise it confidently and boldly. God bless you. Raise it confidently and boldly. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by the blood. And I declare that I am forgiven. I am cleansed. My life is transformed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Something dropped in my spirit while we're praying, and we're going to create time for it. We're having a men's meeting. All men, please prepare. We're inviting somebody who is into the finance space. We want to talk about finance and money things for men. Then we're going to do a general meeting for everybody, those who have interest in scaling up their lives and having more, maybe diversify your business, or you want to see quality investment opportunities that can really help you. We're going to organize very soon. I don't know the date, it just came to my heart again. I will announce it, but I'll make sure it's not very long, because some people really want to take action, but you are not seeing opportunities. We are not seeing things, and as God is opening our eyes to see opportunities around ourselves, we'll be able to let us know. and you will not miss out in the name of Jesus. So every man, as soon as we announce that meeting, please, married men, partner with us. Then we're going to do meeting with all men, both married or unmarried, because we are starting special meeting for men, and they will do it with finance, career, advancement, business, then spirituality and family also. The Lord bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Please sit up in heavenly places.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.